In 2009, 2 years after Kenny gets a boner in the park for the statue, the National Capital Commission approves the proposal to build the monument in the National Capital Region in Ottawa, with a site to be determined later, and makes a small suggestion. They suggest that the monument's name should be modified to a monument to victims of totalitarian communism, Canada, a land of refuge. So
what a fucking snappy name.
I know, right? So basically the utility of this is that it would commemorate victims of oppressive regimes generally.
Uh-huh. Or even just like would excuse like, I don't know, like what, like Swedish social democracy as well.
Yeah, exactly. That it would kind of narrow the focus of this thing. So Tribute to
also,
Liberty of
colon
refuses.
Now colon noun comma, that is so fucking clunky. You've essentially created three nested ideas in one name. A monument to the victims of totalitarian communism, colon Canada, comma a land of refuge. Awful. They're very much made by committee, and everyone had to pee, and so they had to just get something and go.
Yeah. The whiteboard was erased so many times. People put their head in their hands. They thought about going. They're like, oh, I got to text my wife. I'm not coming home tonight.
We're going to be here all night, gentlemen.
A real 12 angry men type situation.
12 technically angry men.
Exactly. So, yeah, the refusal of Tribute to Liberty to budge on the name changes is pretty telling. Uh-huh. You know, like, Why would they want totalitarianism?
Especially when totalitarianism is one of their favorite concepts that they use to elide the left and the right. Huh.
Yeah.
You love that concept until you've accomplished that elision, and then, whoops, off it goes.
Exactly. Basically, they're rubber and the rest of us are glue.
Ah, shit. Fuck. I knew I should have picked rubber.
So, At this point, everybody's feeling pretty hyped up, very optimistic. Paula Frum, sister of David Frum, raises $400,000 at a dinner party fundraiser and personally donates $100,000 of her own money to the project.
By auctioning off a date with her brother. Yeah.
Exactly.
Auction.
They had him come out in Speedos. And one of those t-shirts that has a tuxedo painted
absolutely.
On it.
Wearing a little cuffs like a Chippendale. Canada's sexiest man.
So she donates, she raises a ton of money, donates $100,000 of her own money to the project, earns the title of legacy donor, and almost immediately the project runs into major logistical
Are you
problems.
Suggesting that a Frum was involved in the sort of launching of an undertaking that was not scoped and planned very well and became something of a debacle?
Yeah, the metaphorical banana peel has been thrown on the floor and the Bigfoot is heading towards it.
No. And then who's under that foot? It's Jason Kenney. And don't look now, but he seems to be enjoying it.
He's a little scared, but he's also weirdly excited. Why is he smiling? So there's no public consultation on where they're going to put this fucking thing. Its planned original size is 5,374 square meters.
Wait, hold on.
Which is roughly five.
You're saying they want to make it 5 square kilometers. Hang on.
Just enormous.
How big is 5 square kilometers? Like, how much of, like, is that just, like they wanted to make it, like, the size of, like, what, like, Young and Eglinton? Like, that whole area?
They basically wanted their own park.
Okay.
You know? I think the idea was that the monument would have its own park.
Have its own MP.
Like, the Mayor's Park. Yeah. Yeah, its own zip code. Postal code.
Sorry, look at us. Look at us freaking internationals over here.
Oh God! So this is about 5,160 square meters larger than the VOC monument in Washington D.C. And this is an important thing to think about, especially as
the
this
size
story
of two of the city
develop.
Of London. I just realized that two of it. The medieval city of London, where all the financial crime happens, if you doubled that, they'd be like, that's about the size of the Victims of Communism Memorial that we want to put in this town of like 30 people and then Canada's government. Insane.
Yes.